Greet you in the precious name of Jesus. Welcome to each of you. All the way from El Salvador, Marietta, we're glad you're back. Others have returned or visiting. It's a blessing to be together in God's house to worship this morning. There are several considerations that we're thinking about this morning. We're studying about an exciting time in the birthing of the church after the coming of the Holy Spirit in our Sunday school lesson. We are anticipating sharing in communion today. I've found that sharing together in deep, meaningful worship can also accent the losses that we feel. We are missing members who were with us at our last communion and have been torn from this body. But we also have members here who are returning to their places of ministry and service, as well as the youth going on the mission trip this week. And so there's a variety of things that are kind of swirling inside my mind as we look at this time. Thinking, there's a phrase in last Sunday's lesson that has particularly caught my attention. And it comes in verse 20, prefaced by verse 19, that says, "Repent, therefore, and turn back, that your sins may be blotted out, that times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord, and that he may send the Christ appointed for you, Jesus, whom heaven must receive until the time for restoring all things about which God spoke by the mouth of his holy prophets." So we'd like to think about some things. Times of refreshing, think about what Jesus has done for us, and think about the role of prophecy and prophetic fulfillment. In Isaiah, it talked about, "Then shall the lame man leap like a deer." I invite you to turn to Isaiah 35. And as I think about verse 6 in particular, I'm thinking about the fulfillment of at least the partial fulfillment of this in the New Testament and in our Sunday school lesson. And I would like to intersperse some of the reading of these scriptures with singing, and Shane has been collaborating with me on some of the song selection here. Isaiah 35, verse 1, reading ESV. "The wilderness and the dry land shall be glad. The desert shall rejoice and blossom like the crocus. It shall blossom abundantly and rejoice with joy and singing. The glory of Lebanon shall be given to it, the majesty of Carmel and Sharon. They shall see the glory of the Lord, the majesty of our God. Strengthen the weak hands and make firm the feeble knees. Say to those who have an anxious heart, be strong, fear not. Behold, your God will come with vengeance. With the recompense of God, he will come and save you. Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened and the ears of the deaf unstopped. Then shall the lame man leap like a deer and the tongue of the mute sing for joy. For waters break forth in the wilderness and streams in the desert. The burning sand shall become a pool, and the thirsty ground springs of water. In the haunt of jackals where they lie down, the grass shall become reeds and rushes, and a highway shall be there, and it shall be called the Way of Holiness. The unclean shall not pass over it. It shall belong to those who walk on the way. Even if they are fools, they shall not go astray. No lion shall be there, nor shall any ravenous beast come up on it. They shall not be found there, but the redeemed shall walk there. And the ransomed of the Lord shall return and come to Zion with singing. Everlasting joy shall be upon their heads. They shall obtain gladness and joy, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away."
Sing a medley of the choruses, "We Bring the Sacrifice of Praise" and "Alive, Alive."
"We bring the sacrifice of praise into the house of song.
We are grateful for the life that he gives. When Peter and John and the apostles were infused with the power of the Holy Spirit, they had new energy. They had strength and boldness that was almost surreal. I invite you to turn to Psalm 16, this Miktam of David. And we see in this psalm refuge that David was finding in the Lord, and a prophetic scripture as it relates in verse 10 to, I believe, refers to Jesus and the resurrection. Preserve me, O God, for in you I take refuge. I say to the Lord, you are my Lord. I have no good apart from you. As for the saints in the land, they are the excellent ones, in whom is all my delight. The sorrows of those who run after another god shall multiply. Going on to verse 5. The Lord is my chosen portion and my cup. You hold my lot. The lions have fallen for me in pleasant places. Indeed, I have a beautiful inheritance. I bless the Lord who gives me counsel. In the night also my heart instructs me. I have set the Lord always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I shall not be shaken. Therefore, my heart is glad and my whole being rejoices. My flesh also dwells secure. For you will not abandon my soul to Sheol or let your Holy One see corruption. You make known to me the path of life. In your presence, there is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore.
Sing God Himself is Present. It's 135 if you want it. God Himself is Present, verses 1 through 3. We will not sing verse 4.
When the people saw the lame man leap and walk, he who had for 40 years not been able to walk, Peter addressed the people saying, "Men of Israel, why do you wonder at this, or why do you stare at us as though by our own power or piety we have made him walk? The God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, the God of our fathers, glorified his servant Jesus, whom you delivered over and denied in the presence of Pilate when he had decided to release him. But you denied the holy and righteous one and asked for a murder to be granted to you. And you killed the author of life, whom God raised from the dead. To this we are witnesses."
252, low in the grave he lay. 252. On verse 1, I would like to sing only the verse, the first line, "Low in the grave he lay, Jesus my Savior, waiting the coming day." Go back to sing verse 2, "Vainly they watched his bed, Jesus my Savior, vainly they seal the dead, Jesus my Lord." And then go back to the beginning of verse 3 and sing all the way to the end.
Praise God, he arose, and we today can find victory in the power of the resurrection. We can find victory over the loneliness that we feel. We can find victory in the midst of temptation as we repent, as we look to Jesus. We can find that time of refreshing. Shall we bow for prayer? Our gracious Heavenly Father, we are not worthy to be a part of your kingdom, but thank you that you've called us. You've called us out of darkness into your marvelous light, and you have vanquished the power of death and have given us hope of eternal life. And so, gracious Heavenly Father, we embrace and we grasp this hope even now. And we just ask that you would somehow infuse us with the energy that comes from your presence. Help us to find that place of peace in you, the time of refreshing. So we just ask your blessing on this service, on each part of this service, that you would be honored, and that somehow as we seek your presence, as we seek your face, you would speak through us, through your living word, through your Holy Spirit, and through the fellowship of the saints together through Jesus. Amen.